We're very, very happy to welcome into the show Jason LaCanfora here on 95.7 The Game. Jason, of course, is a Radio.com Sports NFL insider, but I've been following him on Twitter to know he's also a baseball guy, too. I mean, the 49ers are hosting the Packers in the Green Bay title game, and we're still talking about what the hell happened in Houston. That's how big that is. Jason, thanks for joining us. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you? Yeah, I'm interested to see where the other reverberations are, because you got Carlos Beltran just taking over the Mets, and then you'd have to think the situation with Alex Cora. I mean, you'd have to think Boston. I mean, if he gets suspended for more than a year, then you'd think they're moving on. And then my Orioles are run by Mike Elias, who was with the Astros for a long time, who isn't implicated in this at all. But I'm sitting here thinking, as a fan, if A.J. Hinch is on the street, you know, a year later, not that I want him managing my team, but would he be a guy to be a part of Brandon Hyde's, you know, coach, you know what I mean, bench coach for Brandon Hyde or something like that, as the Orioles, hopefully, by 2021, start, you know, coming out of the doldrums? I mean, do I want a guy like that around or not as a fan? It's you know, it kind of cuts both ways.
It's amazing how sports works. Cheater, cheater, cheater. I wonder if he could help me.
Well, you know what I mean? It's like he already knows the GM, and he knows the head of analytics, and he knows the philosophies, and he is a hell of a manager, and he seemed to be not the guy spearheading this. I mean, he smashed a couple monitors, although that's not the same as, you know, telling guys, I'm going to call the league office if this doesn't stop.
Well, he's not going to call the league office because he doesn't work for the league office. He works for the guy who installed the monitors. But what I want to ask you before we move on to football is how many more games would the Orioles have won this year if they cheated this way?
Oh, I have no. I mean,
four.
None. I don't know. I mean, how many? I mean, how many? How big of a factor was it for the Astros? I mean, it seems that it was pretty prevalent. If you know, if it's an off-speed pitch or a fastball coming, I mean, that's half the battle, or part, at least a sizable chunk of the battle. When we're talking fractions of nanoseconds in reaction time, I don't know. I mean, we'll never know, right? I mean, we'll never know what a scandal-free 27 Astros team would have looked like. I do know that this was a team that went from having a real strikeout and on-base percentage problem to, like, becoming historically significant, not striking out, and all getting on base, and, you know, constantly. So I don't know.
So you're ducking the Oriole question is what you're telling us.
No, what do you mean? What's the Oriole? What's
the Oriole question? No one cares about the fictitious
Oriole
question. Shut up, Ray.
They didn't have any pitching, so I mean, they'd still be in. Look at the AL East. They'd still be in left.
No, Jason, I got to stop you. The Orioles, we're not doing this. We're not doing this.
Hey, you guys started it.
Jason LaCanfora, I swear to God we brought him on to talk football. He is an insider brought to you by the all-new gas-powered Sprinter from Mercedes-Benz Vans. Jason, what the 49ers did to the Vikings was a full-on systematic dismantling that Kyle, his entire coaching staff, and every player in that locker room should feel real good about.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I thought that would be one-way traffic. I thought they would do to the Vikings in the trenches what the Vikings somehow did to the Saints the week before. And I thought, you know, Kyle's going to run the ball on anybody. And the games that the Vikings played with their ends and moving them to tackles and some of the twist and stuff, you know, the games they were playing up front, I think was going to be a factor, because Kyle's going to run that outside zone on you no matter what you do. And those ends were probably going to have to stay on the outside to try to anchor against the run. And they could screen him to death. And, you know, that could be a game where, if you told me that they took the ball out of Garoppolo's hands and just, you know, they worked themselves to a sizable lead and sat on it, I would say, yeah, that wouldn't surprise me, especially given the nature of you know, the one pick in particular. They can play bully ball. And look, if they have to win in a shootout, they can do that too. I mean, I think the intriguing thing about that team is they played so many different types of games and prevailed in almost all of them. You know, whereas you look at a team like Baltimore who you know, beat, obviously, the 49ers in a very low-scoring game, but never really had to trail, never really had to come back for multiple scores. And all of a sudden, they're down by 8, and they're treating it like they're down by 24. You know, San Francisco's already kind of lived through all that. They've got the muscle memory, and they're obviously a formidable group.
Toward that end, the 49ers played Green Bay earlier this year, and it was one of the most lopsided games of the year. How much should a rational person take from that first game and how much should one ignore?
I mean, anytime it's that severe of a beatdown, it's, I don't know how you ignore it. You know, if you're a 49ers fan, you hope that it doesn't infuse too much self-belief in that group. And I don't think that will be the case. But I do think they're a difficult matchup for Green Bay. All year long, I've just felt like Green Bay was kind of just on this magic carpet ride. But if somebody really punched them in the face, somebody threw volume at them in the run game, and we know Kyle will do that, you could get the better of them. Seattle had them last night, and you know, ifs and buts. But, I mean, if Brian Schottenheimer just gets out of the way in the first half and not just at halftime, Seattle wins that game. I still think Green Bay is vulnerable. I don't know about that. Devontae Adams had a really big game, absolutely. But I don't know about who else in that passing game you really have to fear. They're obviously a good football team. They're balanced. But I do think this is a bad matchup for Green Bay. And I do like the 49ers in this spot, even with all of Aaron Rodgers' individual accomplishments over the years.
Feels like the best way to beat the Kansas City Chiefs is to just make sure Patrick Mahomes doesn't spend much of the afternoon under center. And
yeah,
it feels like
yeah.
the Tennessee Titans might be built to accomplish that.
Yeah, I just don't know the way that guy's playing if you're going to be able to keep him off enough. I mean, they scored 28 points in less than a quarter.
Right.
I just think that if Tennessee wins this game, obviously they're going to want to win time of possession. They're going to run the ball 40 times or more as a team. But I also think the numbers for Tannehill got to be at least over 200. It can't just be one big play action shot. It's going to take three. Now, he might not have to do anything other than that, but there's going to have to be three big explosion plays in the passing game that either produce a touchdown on their own or you know, put them in position inside the five where Derrick Henry can take care of business. The Chiefs they've got a second, third, fourth, fifth gear I don't know that too many offenses have ever had. And you got to think at some point the football gods smile on Andy Reid in January or February instead of frown. I mean, I kind of felt like with everything that went wrong in that first quarter, for them then to go on a 51-7 run, maybe this is Andy Reid's year.
It was really something else watching the Kansas City Chiefs just blink and find themselves back in that football game. Jason Lockenfora joining us here. How much of an indictment on Bill O'Brien's future was that game? We know that he loses the game in reverse. I mean, normally they start slow, finish like a champ. Yeah. They start like a champ and finish puttering.
Yeah, I just think that's microcosm of who they are. That's a microcosm of their seasons. That just seems to be in their DNA. I just think Cal McNair he's only owned the team for a few years. I don't get the sense that he's willing to admit that, I doubled down on wrong. I re-empowered him as a coach, and I made him GM. I think he's ready to admit half that failure. I don't know about the whole kit and caboodle. I have a hard time seeing Bill O'Brien still in control of that roster by the draft, if not sooner. But I also don't think he's getting fired. Is that a fireable offense, though, the way they handled that game? If somebody got let go for that, and given, what the other years have been like, always good but far from great, I could certainly understand it. And given the power struggles and the personality conflicts and running Rick Smith out and, then running his hand-picked GM, Brian Gain, out, who really wasn't – I mean, Brian Gain didn't want any power. How can you win a power – I think they have a power struggle with a guy who doesn't want any power. I think that things are always a little bit off there. And the problem for the next guy is, though, they're short of all these picks because of the Tunsil trade, and he's not signed yet. And Watson's going to go from, being one of the best bargains in the game to making north of $30 million a year. And those picks aren't coming back, and Jadeveon Clowney's not coming back either. So it's kind of funny you go out there and say, I faked the punt because we needed 50 points to score. Well, bro, you're the same guy who traded your best defensive player for nothing and paid half his salary to get him out of the building. Like, okay.
Jason Lockenfora, who's going to Miami?
I think San Francisco, Kansas City, and that, I think, would be one hell of a Super Bowl.
I would agree with you. Thank you so much for joining us, man. Really appreciate your time, and go Orioles.
Thanks. Talk to me in 3 years.
That was Radio.com Sports NFL Insider. Jason Lockenfora. Insider calls are brought to you by the new gas-powered Sprinter from Mercedes-Benz.